Well, hello, Madera Church. Thank you for joining us on another weekend together. Today, what I'd like to do is to challenge you a little bit to consider the area that God has gifted you to serve. And it's something that I'm talking with you about as I make these phone calls these next several weeks. And I've spoken to some of you. Some of you already know where at Madera Church God has placed you to use your gifts and ministry. And down the road, we're going to be doing a partnership class that is going to explore this in greater detail. We'll actually have some people from within our church who are experienced in using Rick Warren's Shape Inventory to help guide you in what it looks like to use your gifts. But today, I'd like to just look at a very brief passage of Scripture and then kind of do a high overview of what that Shape Inventory is to get your mind thinking about what way has God equipped you to serve in His church. Perhaps you already are doing that, you already know what it is, but maybe you are still exploring and still are interested in finding your perfect fit. And so that's what I'd like to help you with this morning. This passage is found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, and it's given to Christ followers, people who already have a relationship with God, and Peter in this is challenging them to use their gifts for God's glory. Listen to what he says in 1 Peter 4, verses 10 and 11. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Verse 11 says this, "Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God Himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen." As we're going to see later together as a church family, there's several passages in Scripture that speak to spiritual gifts and using your gifts in the body of Christ. What I like about this passage in 1 Peter is it's very brief. It doesn't give a lot of details, but it does tell us that the true blessing comes. We bring glory to God through using the gifts that He's given us. And so we need to determine what those gifts are so that God can be glorified through our life. Let me remind you of what it says again. Do you have the gift of speaking? Do you have the gift of hospitality? You could really fill in the blank rhetorically with any question here. Do you have the gift of serving? Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all your strength and energy that God supplies. Then, when you use the gift God has given you, then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. You can bring glory to God through Jesus by allowing Him to use the gifts that He's given you for His glory, to actually exhibit them as part of a church family by loving one another. Did you see what it said in verse 10? God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. All of you, if you're Christ followers, have a gift. He says, use them well to serve one another. We've been given gifts to serve other people, to point them to God so that they bring glory to God with their life. And so that's what I want to challenge you to consider. Do you know what that gift is? And are you using it? Are you using it to serve others? And are you using it so that God receives the glory? Let's go through what that Shape Inventory means. Shape is actually an acrostic. It stands for several words that we're going to hit real briefly today. The S in Shape stands for spiritual gifts, a special capacity for service given by the Holy Spirit to every Christ follower. So the S is spiritual gifts. Then heart is what the H stands for, a God-given desire or passion that motivates you to meaningful ministry involvement. It's the passion that God has given you to serve. The A stands for abilities, special talents and skills people both in and outside God's family possess. And so someone who's not a Christ follower could have an ability to sing well, for example. If they're not using it for God's glory and using it to bring people to His throne, then it's not being used the way He necessarily designed. But people both in and outside the church have abilities. What ability has God given you? And are you using that ability to serve others and to bring glory to God? P stands for personality. We all have different personalities. Some of us are introverted, some of us are more outgoing, and that's not a wrong or right mentality or behavior to have. It's just how God has wired you. And so you need to take that into consideration when discovering how God wants to use you and the gifts that He's given you. What type of personality has He blessed you with? And then lastly, to take your experiences, What have you gone through? What has God led you through or comforted you in the midst of? Those things can be used to serve others and to bring God glory. And so let's go through those, each letter together this morning. And just to, as really just touching the top of the iceberg, we'll get into more depth later, but I want you to begin to think in this way, even before I make these phone calls to you, what is it that God has given you in terms of your shape for ministry? So some of the spiritual gifts, again, there's several passages that we can find these in. Some gifts that come to the surface immediately are these. Evangelism. These are people who have the gift of evangelism are compelled to share the gospel with others. The gift of teaching. Maybe you love to explain things, why things are true, and that's a gift that God has given you. The gift of encouraging. Finding people that naturally encourage others, and you just naturally give advice. You just have a knack for it. People look for you when they have a problem. Well, maybe you have the gift of encouragement. The gift of leadership. You enjoy leading and motivating others to serve, to use their gifts. Perhaps you have the gift of mercy, showing mercy to others. You have a knack for being genuine with people, and you have a sensitivity and a compassion for people that are hurting. Maybe God's given you the gift of mercy. The gift of serving. You prefer to be hands-on. Maybe for you, you don't want to be in the spotlight or on stage or be recognized. You want to serve behind the scenes. Maybe you have the gift of serving. The gift of giving. Heightened attention to financial matters. You know, you really follow financial things really closely so that you can give more away, so you could use it as a good steward for the Lord to bless others. Maybe you have the gift of administration. You're gifted at organizing things and delegating well to others. That's a gift, and that's a gift that every church needs to help people to come together as a body to use their gifts. Or maybe you have the gift of hospitality. And so for you, when we start our home groups, it's a great opportunity for you to open your home and to invite people in. You enjoy making guests feel comfortable and welcome. Again, we'll hit these more specifically and go through all the passages in a later time together, but I want you to begin to think about, is one of these an area that you believe God has given you a spiritual gift for? I'll go over the list I just gave you again. Evangelism, teaching, encouraging, leadership, mercy, serving, giving, administration, hospitality. Are one of those nine gifts a gift that God has given you? And are you using it, again, to, as we saw in 1 Peter 4, to serve others and to bring God glory? God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. And then He gives us those rhetorical questions. Do you have this gift? Then use it to the best of your ability. Do you have this gift? Then use all of your strength and energy to live out that gift God has given you. Then everything you do will bring God glory to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus is working in you as you use those gifts. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen. Let's discover what those gifts are so that we can use them for God's glory. As part of our partnership class, what we'll do is we'll actually give you a spiritual gift assessment test to take to help you if you haven't figured out what that spiritual gift is yet for you. But maybe one of those has already risen to the surface and can help to direct you a little bit to the area that God has equipped you to serve. When it comes to your heart, what are you passionate about? Take some time and list some of the things that you love doing. Maybe for you, it's getting together with coffee with a friend. Maybe it is serving behind the scenes and making things be done excellently when you are able to partner with someone. Or maybe it's teaching. You just really love explaining things. Or maybe it's encouraging people that have been hurt and they need love and care. Whatever it is that you really get energized by doing, perhaps that's something that God has given you a heart for. Something that you can leverage your spiritual gift in so that He can maximize who you are for His kingdom. Let me ask it this way. Do you ever have someone come and compliment you after you had an opportunity to serve, maybe in an area that you don't typically serve? Perhaps that one of the pastors was out of town, and so you were asked to fill in to do a teaching for a class or maybe give a message. And after that, you had a lot of people that were just really impacted by you using that gift, you teaching. They recognized that, man, you were able to break it down in such a way that it became more clear than I'd ever seen it before. And it's just so easy to understand when you explain Scripture. If you have people coming to you with that type of a compliment, number one, give God the glory for it. But number two, recognize that maybe that's God confirming that you have that gift. And that's a gift that you could be using for His kingdom in incredible ways. And so pay attention when people give you compliments after you have opportunities to serve. Perhaps you have an ability that is just a natural ability. Now, the interesting thing about this, these special talents or abilities are skills that both people in and outside the church have, outside or inside God's family. For example, people that have the gift of singing. This is an ability. Maybe you just have an incredible voice. Well, people can be blessed with that who don't have the Holy Spirit in them. The difference is when you recognize that ability is from God as a Christ follower and begin to use it for His glory, then it's an ability that begins to serve others and bring God glory. And so I encourage you to recognize the abilities that God has given you. Maybe you're a craftsman or you're really good at construction. Those are things God can use in the body of Christ as well to bless other people, to serve others, and to bring God glory. Perhaps for you, it's you need to consider your personality a little bit. Here's an example. Maybe I have already asked you if you would consider kids ministry as an opportunity to serve at Madera Church, but your personality does not like being around little kids. They frustrate you, they annoy you, they're just hearing them kind of grates you the wrong way. Guess what? If you're wired that way, then you should absolutely not be serving in kids ministry, and that's okay. Determine what your personality is a little bit as a guide to direct you to the place where God wants you to have your best fit when it comes to ministry. Now, God can change us and shape us in different ways as we mature and grow closer to Him, but He has uniquely wired us to be introverted or extroverted or to have a mentality to focus more on facts or to be more emotional and compassionate. Those aren't right or wrong responses to situations, but you should recognize who you are and how God has created you and let that guide you a little bit as you discover the area that He can best use you for His glory. We have people helping behind the scenes right now creating a database system. They're doing a wonderful job. I would guess that they're kind of probably a more introverted person, and they prefer to be behind the scenes. And it's awesome that they know that and that God's using them and their gift for His glory. So we've got our spiritual gifts is the S. For H, we have our heart, the things that we're passionate about, the things we love to do. The abilities is the A in our shape acrostic. You all have been given abilities. Recognize what they are so that God could use them. Personality. We all have unique personalities. That's part of our makeup, and we should allow that to guide us a little bit when we discover where to serve. And last, we have our experiences, the things that God has taken us through. If you've been through a divorce, you can counsel and love someone who is going through something like that better than I can. And we should recognize the different areas that God has taken us through, the places He has comforted us in, and let that be a way for Him to use us. Scripture speaks to this, that we should comfort those in the ways that we've been comforted, the way that God had come alongside us and carried us through a situation. Allow that to be an opportunity for you to love people that are in difficult situations too. And lastly, what I'd like you to consider is what would be your dream ministry opportunity? So consider shape, consider the spiritual gifting that you've been given, the heart that you've been given, the abilities that you have, the personality that you have, the experiences that you have. Consider your shape for ministry. But then at the end of the day, I want you to consider this question. What is the dream ministry opportunity for me? What would I absolutely love to do in ministry? Where would I thrive? Allow that to guide you a little bit too. We would love for you to be in the area where you're passionate, where you're going to really see your gifts flourish. And so keep that in your mind as I make these calls and talk to you one-on-one. Be ready to share with me the things that God has done in your life that will allow you to serve others well and bring him glory. And so that's really the challenge that I wanted to bring to you this weekend, and I hope that this video finds you doing well. We're going to have a couple other ministry highlights the next couple weeks, and then we'll be getting to you soon with the results of the survey that are going to share what we're going to do when it comes to our official partnership class that will take place the second Sunday in September. And so thanks so much for being with us again. I've got a song that we're going to play again, where the team has been practicing and they're learning their new gear and getting ready for whenever we can gather live or at least video it live. But for now, we're going to continue to recycle a few of our older songs so that those are really in your heart. So let's pray and just thank God for our time together and commit that time of worship to Him as well. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to be here with Eli here in the mountains next to a dried up creek with thunder rolling in the background and birds chirping all around me. And I just love being in your creation. That's part of how you have wired me, Bill White, to just be close to you and to allow you to speak to me. And so I thank you for being here today. And I just want to ask right now, Lord, as the different future partners of Madera Church, the launch team, as they consider the ways that you have built them for ministry, direct them, Lord. I ask that you would help them to spend time in prayer over this shape inventory. What spiritual gift have you given them? What is their heart and passion? What are their abilities? What is their personality? What are their past experiences that can all speak to the shape that you have for them in ministry? I pray, God, that you would just bring that to the surface, and that you would not just allow us to be a church that fill a needed slot, but that we would intentionally place people in areas where they will thrive by using their gifts for you. And so I thank you, Lord, for the way that your word tells us that you've given us all a gift from your great variety of spiritual gifts. And I just ask, Lord, that you would show us what those are so that we could use them to serve others well and to bring you glory. Lord, now as we turn our hearts to you through this worship song, I just ask that you would use it to remind us of your love, and that we would just hide these truths in our hearts so that when we gather together, we'll be able to worship corporately as your church, gathered and assembled together. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your love for us through Jesus. We pray this all in his holy name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for being with us.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. All my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave of fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a by the arms of the Father. I am surrounded by songs of deliverance. We've been liberated from our bondage. We're the sons and daughters. Sing our freedom. Oh, 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 oh. Split the sea so I can walk right through it. You drown my fears in perfect love. You rescue me and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. I am a child. Cause I'm no longer a slave.